My guest at this time is Hillsdale College politics professor Adam Carrington. We've asked him to discuss the results of a new Annenberg survey showing barely over a quarter of Americans can name all three branches of our government, and 37% of Americans cannot name a single right guaranteed in the First Amendment. So, just how bad is civic literacy, and how is it impacting our political debates? Hillsdale has placed a prime focus on constitutional education for many, many years, and that's one of the reasons why we have Professor Carrington here. And, sir, thanks very much for your time today.
Glad to be here.
Just to fill in the gaps on some of this, there's a lot of different data in this survey. On the branches of government, 33% of Americans can't name one, and another 27% can only name one. So we're already up to 60% of the nation who can name one or none. 48% could list freedom of speech when asked for a right contained in the First Amendment. No more than 15% could name another. 53% think people here illegally have no rights whatsoever. And it goes on and on. So what does it say when so many Americans lack just the simple basics of civic knowledge?
Well, if we were a monarchy, I would say it doesn't matter at all. But because we're a republic where the people rule through laws, and they particularly rule through the Constitution, for that to happen and for those who exercise the people's rule to be held accountable, you actually have to know the standard by which you've established to hold them accountable. And this shows and polls like this have shown consistently, this isn't an anomaly, a consistent lack of knowledge of that by which we are supposed to govern ourselves. So it's a pretty fundamental and massive problem, I would say.
How did it happen? Is it a failure of education, of parents not taking the time to explain to their kids why our system is the way it is, or a combination or something else?
I think a combination and maybe other things as well. I think on one hand, schools have been very many obsessed with STEM, or I think it's now called STEAM by some educators, that focus on the idea of education's purpose is to get a job. So we'll focus on math, science, that's where the jobs are. Whereas, you know, a place like Hillsdale and other places, I think, that have an older view of education say, well, no, actually learning how to be a good citizen is an essential part of education, because sure, you can be a nurse, a teacher, a lawyer, you know, in your day job, but when are you not a citizen? And I think that lack of focus has caused a massive problem as far as our civic literacy. And I'll just say, you know, quickly, not to go on too long, but certainly I think it is also due to a rejection by many of the American founding and of the Constitution. Some people believe it's not worth studying, not just because they are focused on getting jobs as the role of education, but they've actually rejected the very principles that undergird the Constitution itself.
As a Hillsdale grad, I'm reluctant to admit that I'm a little rusty on my Tocqueville, but wasn't it Tocqueville who basically said the system will last until the American people either decide that they can pay themselves with other people's money or have a lack of interest in the system? He basically said it's going to erode based on our own apathy, correct?
Absolutely. And I'll add what John Adams said that I think complements that. He said that the Constitution was made for a moral, and he also said religious people, and that as soon as the people fail to have the virtue to govern themselves well, and that includes knowing your form of government, knowing what it is to be a good citizen, then you know, this kind of government can't survive, at least for long, unless you have that bedrock principle of government of the people and a people who are worthy of governing themselves.
So when we don't understand as a society how the system works, or at least a huge percentage of our society doesn't get it, how does this manifest itself in our political debates and a lot of the protests that we see and what people expect from government when they don't understand how it works?
It causes all sorts of problems. It's almost hard to list them because, for one thing, I think it makes it so that people believe that government is that what's constitutional is what I like and what's unconstitutional is what I don't like. And that's just not the way that our system of government works. And I think what it means is that whereas a constitution is meant to be a means by which the people moderate their own rule through a system of checks and balances, rule through a system of separation of powers and federalism, that instead what it does is I think when people are ignorant of how those things work, they basically get frustrated with the system and reject the very things that I think make it effective. And I think that's why you see some people wanting to turn to violence, some people not understanding the way the system is supposed to work in that way.
How does this get turned around?
I think you hit it on the head before. I think it has to be through education. And I think for it to be education, it has to become a commitment of the society in general. It has to be a commitment of our curriculum in our schools. It has to be a something that's taught in entertainment, that's taught in homes. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff, not to plug us too much, but, you know, stuff that Hillsdale's really been trying to push is civic education, having online courses and other things, because until the people know their own government, it's not going to get better. And so I think that there has to be a concerted, dedicated effort to doing that, the likes of which we're not seeing now but need to see going forward.
Go ahead and plug a little more, because I know Hillsdale has put a premium on folks understanding the Constitution. I don't know if you've got specific websites or anything at hand, but talk about the program you have that folks can access to learn more about what the founders meant as they crafted our Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, beyond what we do for our students on campus, we have free online courses. If you go to Hillsdale's website, they're prominently displayed. And our U.S. Constitution class that we do online has had millions of people take. And they're free. They provide readings. They provide lectures from professors on campus. And through those kinds of educational means, we're really trying to equip that if you, let's say you are a citizen who just because of your schooling or because of your situation, you know, you don't know your government as well as you would like to, but you would like to. Hillsdale has tried to offer a lot of free resources and classes online on the courts, on the Federalist Papers, on the presidency, on the Constitution, to try to give you the resources to bridge that gap so that you can be a good citizen, you can be a knowledgeable citizen that can take part in the kind of renewal of self-government that we so sorely need.
Hillsdale.edu is the main website. You can probably navigate to those pages from the main homepage. Professor, thanks very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Adam Carrington is a professor of politics at Hillsdale College in Michigan. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.